Blog Talk Radio.
If you believe you can move the highest mountains, cross the greatest oceans, walk across the water, you feel defeated, falling on your knees and looking up for some hope tonight. You try to stand up, but you throw your hands up, like you no longer have the strength to fight. Cause you've seen too many sunsets, too many days ending in the darkest night. But on your own, you'll never know, you'll never know. If you believe you can move the highest mountain, cross the greatest ocean, walk across the water, the water. Believe you can move the highest mountain, cross the greatest ocean, walk across the water. If you believe.
They say that all you need is faith, but it's almost like you lost your way. Took a few wrong turns, took a few breaks, falling behind now looking for grace. Cause you need someone to lift you up, yeah, make right of the things you've done. Cause on your own you'll never know, you'll never know.
If you believe you can move the highest mountain, cross the greatest ocean, walk across the water, the water. Believe you can move the highest mountain, cross the greatest ocean, walk across the water. If you believe. If you believe.
You can do anything. You can do anything. You can do anything if you believe.
If you believe, you can move the highest mountain, cross the greatest ocean, walk across the water, the water. Believe you can move the highest mountain, cross the greatest ocean, walk across the water. If you believe, yeah.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome again to the Ask Sophia show here on G Radio in the city that never sleeps, New York City. A pleasure to be here with you this evening. And tonight we are going to be talking about relationships. Really important subject for me, actually, because it's something that we all have to do every day, you know, whether it be through personal relationships or whether it be, you know, in business relationships. It's really important from my perspective being able to talk about this, because my personal experience in relationship building has been vast and varied, and I'm going to give you a little bit of an insight into Sophia's world, really, and, you know, how I view relationships, you know, and what we should be, you know, my personal opinion on what we should be doing and how to build those relationships. But we're going to delve, you know, quite significantly, you know, into personal lives and into the business world as well. So for the next 90 minutes, we're going to be having conversations with reference to this subject, and feel free, you can actually phone in and ask any questions or to delve further into the subject, or feel free to, you know, message, and producer will be able to ask the question for you if you don't feel comfortable coming on the line. But yeah, so connections in life and business, that's really what the show is going to be all about. So personally, I mean, I think relationships are important in so many areas. You know, relationships, they're the building blocks of life. I really do believe that they hold immense power in shaping our personal growth, our well-being, whether it be, you know, with whether it's be with our families, our friends, our significant others. These connections provide us with the love, the support, and again, I think a sense of belonging. And they contribute heavily, you know, to our happiness and our emotional fulfillment. I think when you invest time and effort into nurturing these relationships, it is crucial, really crucial, for a fulfilling, how do I put this, for a fulfilling and a meaningful life. I'd be interested to hear, you know, what you, the listeners, you know, are thinking about relationships, because I've had my fair share of ups and downs when it comes to relationships, personally and in business. So, you know, we all go through trials and tribulations with relationships, but I really think the building blocks for me have been, you know, based upon three areas, and I think this is from a personal perspective and also from a business perspective. I was on a show this week on another show, a very good friend of mine who is a worldwide influencer invited me onto her show with one of my business partners, and it was very interesting actually, because one of the questions that she'd asked me was, you know, name three areas that you think are really important when building relationships. And for me, they are very simple. It's actually trust, integrity, and discretion. I know that sounds, you know, people may think very differently, but for me, building my relationships has been very much about trust, building trust with the individual that you're building that relationship with. If you don't have trust in any relationship, I think the relationship is actually doomed, whether it's, you know, a friend, a significant other, or anything like that, or a business partner. To be very blunt, if you're going to be doing business with somebody, you want to make sure that you can actually trust that person. Integrity, that's huge for me. It's a massive area. I think, you know, integrity is key in everything that we do. If you don't have integrity, again, it has that issue where, you know, the trust can't be built. So that element of trust can't be built if you don't have the integrity to move forward. And then again, being discreet. You know, in my personal and in my business life, I also have a business that is a very exclusive private members club, and discretion is key for the members of my club. They know that working with me is going to be the element of trust, the element of again integrity, and building that is imperative to everything that we actually do, and that goes into collaboration and teamwork and working with all of these people constantly. To build and to generate, you know, future, whether it be future business or, you know, again, developing your personal relationships. So I'd be very interested to hear your opinion. So I would love if we have any listeners out there that would like to sort of contribute. It would be great to hear your views and, you know, talk about any of the issues that you've experienced in any relationships that you've had to deal with. So to give you a few examples of different types of personal relationships that I've had to deal with myself, there's been, obviously we've all been involved in, you know, relationships with partners or significant others. they don't always go according to plan. Let's put it this way. We have to build those, and it has to be a two-way communication, I think. I think communication is key as well to how we build those relationships. You know, the matter that we have to have respect for one another is a real significant aspect to building those relationships with individuals. Because if you don't respect that person, or if you don't, you know, treat people with the respect that you, then, you know, it's a non-goer, really. I think it's a very difficult situation to try and overcome if you don't start on the right foot, as we would say. So, yeah, I think that's one of the areas that is really important. You know, communication, trust, and mutual respect. What challenges have you faced in building personal relationships, and how did you overcome them? That's a question, you know, for everybody out there, but I've been asked that question on many occasions. And for me, building, like I said, my own personal relationships, time. I think a lot of us rush into relationships without really thinking things through. And we want to believe everything, you know, our partners tell us. And in the world nowadays, with everything and the way that we actually get to meet people, it has changed so much. So if we look at how we used to meet individuals previously, it was more so going out. You know, we would go out to, I don't know, let's call it a pub, hypothetically speaking, here in the UK, you know, pubs or clubs or anywhere, restaurants, etc. We'd go out, we'd actually get to speak to people. And I think the way that we are, you know, in society, the way we've changed, especially with, you know, with social media and technology and all of those areas, it's been really intense because people are not getting to speak to people. They're talking over text, for goodness sake. And that really, really frustrates me. You know, if I'm going to build a relationship with you, give me the time, please, to speak to me. I get really frustrated when people don't want to talk. You know, they want to text constantly, or they don't have the time to give you, you know, by talking. How can you build on something if you can't get to speak to somebody? They prefer to do it through text. So, yeah, it's interesting. But if you want to call in, let me give you the number. It's 563-999-3555. If you don't want to talk on the show, but you want to ask a question in the chat room, feel free. It's open. Please, send in any questions that you may have. The other thing is, actually, this is another question I'm going to ask you. How do you feel about mixing business with pleasure, in essence? So business relationships with a personal relationship, does that go well or does that go wrong? That would be interesting to hear, actually, because I know many people that have had a business and a personal relationship, and it's either gone phenomenally well or it's gone phenomenally bad. So, it'd be interesting to hear, you know, what your opinions are. So it would be great if you could actually give me an idea of what your thoughts are. And also, how do you get to know a person's authenticity? You know, how do you get to know a person? What do you do? How do you do it? You know, what do you want to say from that person to actually get to build that trust that we talk about all the time. You know, I think the problem with some, and I've become quite, what's the word I'm looking for? I think I've become quite a bit of a, you know, I am a bit of a skeptic sometimes when it comes to, you know, trusting people. I think trusting, you know, we're quick to trust sometimes when we, that person that we're working with or that person that we're getting into that relationship with hasn't given us the reason to trust, but we trust because we believe everything they say. Is that an issue? Is that something that causes an issue in a relationship? How long do you think a relationship should take before you really start to understand that person? You know, what is the time scale? What do you think, you know, that people should take the time? How long do you think we should take to understand one another? My opinion, my personal opinion, I think sometimes I've been in relationships, obviously. Let's use me as an example here. So I've been in relationships, married, and, you know, for me personally, you know, I always used to wear my heart on my sleeve. And that's a personal thing, you know. It's, you know, when somebody sweeps you off your feet, it's very much, yeah, you believe everything that you hear. But sometimes, you know, I've been in that situation where I don't believe everything that somebody said. So I think that's probably caused, not issues necessarily, but it's caused me to have doubts over certain areas in the relationship. And I think that's where it can get a little bit difficult sometimes. So, I mean, for me, I think to be with somebody, I think you need to have, you know, a steady, open, transparent, truthful relationship from a personal perspective. Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, a good 6 months is something that you're going to get to know somebody, a good 6 months before you really start putting, you know, huge effort into that relationship. Because then after 6 months, I think, you know, if it's going to go anywhere, you will know after 6 months to a certain extent that this relationship is worth fighting for or, you know, working on. So, yeah, for me personally, I think 6 months. Business relationships, on the other hand, I think, you know, people buy from people or people are involved with people when it comes to, you know, from a business perspective. And I think, you know, if you're working with any individuals, it's really important to take the time to build those relationships and get to understand what their needs are from a business perspective, you know. And I did that with my business. You know, I have thousands of members that are members of the club, but it's building those personal relationships with those individuals who have built, you know, their trust around me and my team, you know, and we do what we need to do for them when it comes to managing any of their assets or things like that. It's a really important aspect, I think, you know, working with these individuals on a daily basis. You know, some of these people are, you know, giving us, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars and millions of pounds worth of assets potentially to either work with or, you know, to help them to maintain or to sell or to. So if you don't have those relationships built to a point where, you know, you're able to do that, then it's a really difficult situation to overcome. So definitely building those relationships is really important from my perspective. And I think you also need to understand every person is very different. So personalities are a big area. You know, you need to know how to handle personalities. So personalities, from my perspective, you know, if you have somebody that is extremely, you know, hyperactive or is on the go, and very successful people are, you know, you have people that are constantly on the go. They are working 24/7. They actually need somebody who can actually understand the way they work. You need to understand how their business works so that you can actually work with them and fit it around the way that they actually do their business. And that's what's made us successful as well, you know, from a perspective of working with individuals and, you know, managing... managing different egos. Let's be really blunt here. It's managing different egos. So the TNOCI is working with phenomenal people around the world. It's a high net worth club, and like I said, you know, you have different individuals with different needs, and we're having to work with these people on a regular basis, managing all of their different assets and dealing with those type of areas. I think it's really important that, you know, you build those relationships, you build the trust, but be straight. And I think a lot of people, unfortunately, sometimes don't say things as they should, in the sense of don't beat around the bush, be honest, be transparent, be very straightforward, and say it as it is. And I think that's one of the things that has built respect from my perspective with my clients and people that I've worked with over the years. They know that Sophia is not going to mince a word. She's going to say exactly what she thinks. Now, working with a spouse, I think that's another, going back onto a personal relationship, I actually think it can work. I've never actually... done a huge amount of work with personal, a partner or anything like that. However, I think working with the spouse can work in two different ways. But I do think it would work, because I think if you understand, if you're with an individual that you love and you understand, I think you're each of the sounding board. I think you can discuss. It's great where you can actually throw ideas at each other and you both know exactly what you're talking about. These are fantastic, you know, these are fantastic opportunities for us to, you know, a much bigger relationship, in the sense of being able to sort of develop your working relationship with your personal relationship. So, let's have a look. We've got a few questions here, I think, that are coming through. So what is your strategy in dealing with the high net worth egos and not insult them and still have a lasting working relationship? Wow, that's a great question. For me, again, like I've just, this is exactly what I was saying. You have to build the relationship so that you know what your business your business partners or individuals that you're working with, what their needs are. You also need to understand, you know, the type of personalities that they are. You know, are they quiet? Are they gregarious? How do you manage those individuals? Are they forthcoming? You know, do they trust? You know, can you actually sort of, you know, discuss things openly, or do you have to work, you know, in a different way? But, you know, for me, it's all about integrity. Like I said, in my club specifically, it's all about integrity and trust and discretion. Discretion is huge. They don't want, you know, me talking about their business to anybody else. So, you know, we need to make sure that anybody that you're working with from a business perspective, unless they've asked you to to open up to any other parties, then you need to make sure that you keep, you know, your mouth firmly closed, in essence. But yeah, it's interesting. It's a very interesting topic, I think, that we need to sort of focus on a lot more. But yeah, it's there or thereabouts, I would say. Now, I think relationships also work on, it's not just about personal or business, but it's also, you know, communicating and being able to work with people when you are collaborating. Let's say, for example, from a work perspective, you know, you have colleagues that you need to work. So it's building different relationships with colleagues, people that you're working with side by side. How do you treat your colleagues? You know, treating your colleagues in a certain respectful way, you're going to get a lot more work done. And that's what I think is really, really important. Whereas there have been times when I've worked personally, you know, I've worked for people previously before starting my own businesses and becoming an entrepreneur, you know, where it's expectations unfortunately come into things. When you're working for a manager or you're working for somebody that doesn't necessarily see eye to eye, you know, it can be a bit awkward because you know you're going to either knock heads and there's going to be arguments. Or for me, it's all about finding a resolution. So when you're working with individuals and building those relationships, confrontation is certainly not the answer to anything that we should be doing from that perspective. It's listening. I think listening is a big area for relationships too. I think you need to be able to listen to either, you know, your colleague or your partner or your spouse. Or when you don't listen, then you can't fully understand. So you know, one of the most important areas, I think, is listening and taking it on board exactly what the individual that you're working with, or like I said, your spouse, etc., listen to what they've got to say, and then obviously find a resolution, or, you know, build on what that is. Because once you listen, they know that you've got their interests at heart. One of the other questions, we're having quite a few questions coming through actually in the chat room, but what is the hardest thing that's happened to you in a business relationship that was not a good thing? Oh, wow. Okay. Listen, I've had so many experiences. I've had some amazing experiences, and I've had some not so amazing experiences. I think when people have lied, I think that has been probably one of the biggest areas. I don't understand why people lie. Why does anybody lie? Seriously, when it comes, because you're always going to get found out. So I think, you know, when somebody comes on, and then sort of tells me a whole load of false information, and then I've gone and done lots of work on the basis that, you know, they've given me this information and then found out that it's absolutely not true, then that's when the issues start. And unfortunately, that can take you into legal areas and things like that, which we've had to deal with. And, you know, when you're dealing with people, I think different personalities, you've got to remember you have different personalities, and some of us don't even know that we are in relationships that can be toxic as well, or whether it be business or personal. You know, we hear the word narcissist, or, you know, narcissistic behaviour being batted around constantly, but it's an actual fact. It actually happens. So, you know, I think from from my perspective, you know, when people, you know, lying or trying to sort of get a response out of you that isn't going to benefit them, sorry, is not going to benefit you, but benefits them, you've got to be open to seeing all of these things. And I think you only learn this through experience. And I talk about this openly because I've been involved in a very narcissistic relationship in business, as well as personally too. But yeah, I mean, let's not lose that train of thought. I need to take a very quick commercial break, but I'll be right back with you.
Attention jet setters and high flyers. Are you tired of settling for ordinary flights? It's time to elevate. Attention jet setters and high flyers. Are you tired of settling for ordinary flights? It's time to elevate your travel experience with GrexJet, the ultimate luxury jet service. Our cutting-edge fleet features the finest aircraft. With GrexJet, you'll soar through the skies in the epitome of luxury and sophistication. Wherever you want to go, GrexJet will take you there, from bustling cities of the United States to the exotic destinations worldwide. Our flights will transport you seamlessly to your desired location. So why settle for ordinary when you can experience extraordinary? Step into a world of luxury and book your next journey with GrexJet today. Call us now on 212-951-1324 or visit our website at www.grexjet.net. GrexJet, redefining luxury air travel, one flight at a time.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. So yeah, we're talking about relationships, and you're listening to Sophia Giorgio here on G Radio, and I'm very interested to hear what your thoughts are on relationships. What have you, you know, what relationships, what problems have you had in relationships? You know, how have you overcome those? You know, I can tell you certainly, you know, my experiences, but it would be great to hear some of your experiences, because we're having to deal with this every day. Relationships are part and parcel of our everyday life. So, you know, we have to manage these on a daily basis. So going back to what we were talking about before the commercial break, but you know, narcissistic relationships, where people have been, you know, involved in, you know, narcissistic relationships, you find that, you know, people change quite considerably. So obviously you're always having to firefight to a certain extent to try and get your point across. But what people don't realise is that when you do that with somebody that is a narcissist, it just fuels the fire even more. So 99.9% of the time, you just need to not say too much and not feed into it, because they can't feed from you. Yeah, it's really, really interesting to hear some of the points that you all have. You know, if there's anything in particular, you know, it would be great to have some more questions come through. Is there anything in particular that you have experienced in your personal relationships or in your business relationships that you found difficult or found easy? On the other hand, is it something that you've been able to manage? You know, are there people? I look at an example, actually. This is a really great example, and I think this is very interesting, because I think it's also generational. I look at the relationship that my mom and my father had, They were married for over 40 years before my father sadly passed away. However, you know, their relationship was extremely, they worked together. They were obviously spouses that actually worked together, and they had to work as a team. They had a big family to take care of. They had to do all of that. So it's interesting to see, you know, the generation before us, you know, really did try and make relationships work. Whereas I think the mentality that we have nowadays when it comes to relationships is very, very different. You know, when I've had conversations with grandparents or, you know, older generations and individuals that have, you know, been married for 50, 60 years, It's really interesting, you know, when they say, you know, they worked very hard to make sure that the relationship stayed the way it should be, and you know, and they had some difficult times, you know, they had some extremely difficult times, but they stuck together and they built, you know, their relationship on trust and everything else. But anyway. That's another example. You know, I think generationally, I think we've changed quite considerably, you know, going forward. You know, in 1950, it's very different to 2023. So, like I said, our whole ethos and everything that we work to, you know, with relationships in business or personally has changed with the way life has changed, you know, technologically, et cetera, et cetera. So, let's have a look. I've had another question come through. Okay, so how do you maintain and deal with different personalities? So that's another question that's come through again, which is very similar to what
Sophia, this is your producer. This person, I'm sorry to cut you yes. off, this person is sending me these texts, okay. right? And they okay. want to know, I guess it's a first-time listener wants to know yes. how work ethics have changed over the generations.
Okay, so for me, my opinion on this is that, yeah, generations have changed quite considerably. You know, if you look at where we were, you know, 30, 40, 50 years ago, you know, people worked very hard and were in roles for a longer period of time, whereas now our generations and you know, our younger generations are, you know, working more for themselves. They're either doing a lot of work on e-commerce. So the thought of e-commerce and other technological sort of, you know, industries and things like that. So it is, they're working for themselves. So the ethic is that they get on and do what they need to do for themselves. Whereas before, I think generationally, previously, and I use me as an example, I was a person that worked 24/7. I never stopped. I wouldn't stop until, and that's working for somebody else, until I've got the job done. Whereas now, yeah, it's a lot more difficult. Yeah, it's a lot more difficult to see that. You know, people don't have the ethics, I don't think. I'm not saying that everybody, this is my own personal opinion, but I don't think we have the ethics that we used to have. I think the generations have changed, and you know, our generation probably, you know, listen, I'm in my 50s, so our generation had a different work ethic. You know, we used to go to work and we just grind until we've got the job done. So
Sophia, so listen, I as your producer, I'm getting all these texts in there. One person says they don't think in our generation we worked smart and when it came to ethics and things like that. What's your opinion on that?
our generation, as in our generation, as in now, or are we talking?
No, our generation.
Yeah,
I guess
okay.
You're speaking, and like, as being your producer, I think we're somewhere in the same age. You might be a lot younger than me, but that generation, baby boom, and I guess generation X or Z or whatever came after baby boom, and generation
yeah.
Z, which is now, I think it is Z or X, whatever it is now, they're saying that our generation, baby boom generation, or the generation after that, didn't work smart. That their generation now, being the 20-something, work smarter than us.
Yeah, I actually think, listen, there's pros and cons to both generations, can I say? I think the generation that we live in now, the younger generation now, are so technologically advanced when it comes to, you know, different types of, you know, the work that we do. I think before, our generations were more, a lot of manufacturing. We still have that. But what I'm trying to say is that I look at the ethics from, for example, let's use this as an example. In the UK, we used to have collieries, obviously, where, you know, men and women used to go and, you know, dig for coal. You would struggle to get people to go and do that. Now, you know, there are so many different ways that people, you know, can earn money that, again, you know, the work ethics and the relationship between work and things are completely different. You know, people used to go to work before because they needed to feed their families, they needed to bring in the money. And you have to remember, it was very much about, you know, in those days, you know, 40, 50 years ago, 60 years ago, however long ago, it was all about the male or the man being the head of the house and going in, and most women would be stay at home mums or whatever it is. Whereas now, equality, which is fantastic, don't get me wrong, you know, you have ambitious women, men there and make things happen. So yeah, ethics are different. I think the way we live has changed considerably, which means the relationship that we have with our spouses, etc., and work is totally different. But I think nowadays, I think, you know, we have much more opportunities, you know, that come and our land in our laps, that we actually take more time to sort of focus on. So yeah, I think, yeah, we do work probably a little bit smarter nowadays. My opinion would be that yes, I think we have more people and technology around us to be able to allow us to do that, whereas before it was very much, you know, you went to work, you worked 8 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours, whatever it was, and then you went home. You know, and I think it's a lot different now. I think, you know, people are working shorter hours as well as, being able to earn more money from what they're doing nowadays because they are working smarter.
I hope that answers the question, actually. Yeah. Do you think that culturally today, things are different when it comes to, like, different cultures – have different work ethics? And when I grew up, I'm a baby boomer. When I grew up, believed in hard work, and being an African American, you know, it always, the man went out, and a woman and a mother. And then different cultures, do you think the work ethics are different in each culture, or is there, or is it all the same?
No, I think, listen, at the end of the day, you can't, I don't think it's just by culture or ethic, but I know, listen, I can only comment on my personal opinion here, but I think you have, it's whatever you have within you. Listen, you either want it or you don't, okay? And
right.
I think it's every individual. It doesn't matter whether you're black, white, pink, blue, purple, whatever you are. It doesn't matter, I think. You've got to have that ambition and drive to be able to build on whatever you want to achieve, you know, in your personal life or in your business life. So I don't think it's necessarily to do with culture. I I see my family. I think, and I've mentioned this before on the show, you know, I come from a Greek Cypriot background, and our culture and our ethics, it's all about work and providing for the family and doing everything that we did. And so I had parents that never stopped working, that were, you know, extremely dedicated to their families. So I was brought up in that way. So my work ethic is second to none, and I say that openly and proudly. You know, I will get the job done no matter what. I will do what needs to be done, whatever job needs to be done. And that's building a relationship with my colleagues. That's building a relationship with my clients. You know, that's one thing they know me for. I don't stop. I will do it because that's my work ethic. I don't feel comfortable not doing that. Whereas there are other people that don't have that work ethic. You know, we can't generalize purely by culture. But I think, you know, from what you said, you know, we're from the baby boomer sort of years. Maybe, you know, we have a little bit more understanding of how important, you know, the work ethic is, really, to really make sure that we focus on getting the job done. And for me, it's about my clients, for example. You know, it's about delivering what I need to deliver for the people that I am actually doing the work for. You know, it's a really important thing for me. So I need to make sure that we do everything, you know, as it should be, to the best of our abilities. So, yeah, I'm loving, you know, I love what I do. I mean, one of the things, I mean, being on the radio, oh, my God, guys, the fact that I'm here with you guys now is phenomenal. You know, it's one of my dreams. It's a dream that came true. I've been given the opportunity to have a voice and to be able to discuss my, you know, my opinions and have amazing opportunities to reach out to you, the listeners, you wonderful, wonderful people all over the world listening to this show tonight. It's wonderful to be able to, you know, to you. And this is exactly, you know, the thing that I wanted to always achieve, to be able to have a voice for the better good of others as well. You know, I have a lot of time for, I think I've mentioned it before, for, you know, I do a lot of work for charities and want to raise profiles and things like this, which gives me a great opportunity. So we're getting there. Listen, we're getting there. And I'm very new to this. I've not experienced this type of thing before, and I'm loving every opportunity that's been given to me. And again, here we go. This is work ethic, isn't it?
Right, it definitely is. Now, I got a couple more questions from listeners. Can you teach work ethic?
Can you teach work ethic? I think you can actually try and teach it, but can I be really blunt? This might be a little bit controversial for people. I don't personally think you can. I think, you know, people have, you know, companies have all these training and wonderful things, but you know what? If you don't have it, you don't have it. And I think if you don't feel the passion, can I just be really blunt? I think you have to have that fire. You've got to have that fire in your belly. And it doesn't matter, and I'm sorry to be as crude as this, but let's use this as an example. If I was a cleaner and I had to clean toilets for a living, believe me, I would be the toilet cleaner on this planet, because I would make that toilet shine. It doesn't matter what job you have. It's what you believe and how you put yourself into that role. So it makes no difference. Be the best you can be. Always be the best you can be. Do what you do, but do it in the best way, the best way you possibly can. That way you feel and you know that you've achieved, and you couldn't have done any better than that. And I'm so self-critical, so self-critical, because if I do something and then, you know, I'll always look back and think, okay, did I do that correctly? Was my client happy? You know, were they happy with my work, or could I I've done something better. So I think nowadays we don't have that as much. You know, I think people have got into that rat race where it's a 9-to-5. They go in, they do the, you know, do a minimum, the minimal amount of work that they need to do to get paid and then go home. You know, that's unfortunately some of the way that we work, you know, some people work. However, no, I don't think it can be taught, personally, to cut it very, very bluntly. I think you either have it or you don't, genuinely.
Right, right. People want to know, what was this question? Let me see. Sophia, how did you overcome obstacles in business? I don't know what that means, but I'm just going to, I don't know what this text was. How do you overcome obstacles in business? What's the best way to overcome obstacles? I actually don't know what that means. I guess you can answer that the best way you can.
Yeah, well, I'll interpret that. For me, this is my mindset. I think it's all to do with mindset. I think it's building, you know, building that mindset around, this is what I believe. There is always a solution to any problem. It's just finding that solution. So if I come across an obstacle, then it's an obstacle that I have to find a solution for. And finding a solution, this is where the relationship part of things comes into it when when you are working. You know, it's very much about having a phenomenal team around you. And I've always said, you know, build a team that is better than you. Now, I am an entrepreneur, and I have the most amazing people around me who are better than me in certain areas. So if I have to overcome an obstacle, I work with my team. You know, that is what I do. And you find a solution and you overcome that obstacle. Very, very simple. I just think it's knowing how to handle things. But, you know, it depends on how you take that obstacle, whether it's a personal obstacle, whether it's a business obstacle. You know, you've just got to take the time to sit back and think things through and look at I don't like the word problem, actually, what the issue is, and actually find a solution to that issue. It might take a while, but, you know, finding a solution is the most important thing. So I hope that's answered the question, if I've taken it in the right context. You are listening to the Ask Sophia Show, and I'm Sophia Giorgio on G Radio, New York City. We are going to take another quick break, so stay where you are, and I'll be right back.
Attention jet setters and high flyers. Are you tired of settling for ordinary flights? It's time to elevate your travel experience with GrexJet, the ultimate luxury jet service. Our cutting-edge fleet features the finest aircraft. With GrexJet, you'll soar through the skies in the epitome of luxury and sophistication. Wherever you want to go, GrexJet will take you there, from bustling cities of the United States to the exotic destinations worldwide. Our flights will transport you seamlessly to your desired location. So why settle for ordinary when you can experience extraordinary? Step into a world of luxury and book your next journey with GrexJet today. Call us now on 212-951-1324 or visit our website at www.grexjet.net. GrexJet, redefining luxury air travel, one flight at a time.
Hey everybody, welcome back again to the Ask Sophia Show with me, Sophia Giorgio, your host, and we are talking this evening about relationships, whether it be business and or personal, and how it affects, you know, our daily lives. So I just wanted to sort of go back and sort of reiterate that you are welcome to call in to the show, or actually send any questions through our chat group. And if you want to call, the number is 563-999-5555. So feel free to give us a call, and it would be great to have you on the show. But yeah, so going back to it, I mean, we've had a couple of questions there about obstacles and how you manage and what you do with those. You know, how do you manage any difficult obstacles? And I think anybody that is in business for themselves will tell you that life, when you're in business for yourself, it's full of obstacles on a daily basis. You're always having to firefight or to deal with, do you know what, sometimes it can be a really difficult difficult situation when you're having to deal with other people. And I think dealing with other people is such a fine line in many ways, because you've got to know how to handle those people to get the best out of them, you know, or dealing with the issues that you're having to deal with. I mean, I speak, you know, I speak to so many people on a daily basis that, you know, there are issues that we're having to overcome constantly. But again, it's how you manage those individuals that will determine the outcome of what you do. On another note, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to sort of advise everybody, and just to let you know, it is a time for me and for my partner, Greg Lasseter, who I have the honour and pleasure to be working with. We are launching our very first book, which is Emma's European Adventure, which is coming out in July, and we're currently taking pre-orders. We have both co-wrote the book. It is going to be an educational book, which is fantastic, which we will be able to work with schools. They'll be able to use the book as a learning tool. It talks about everything that you could possibly imagine. It's a young dog that travels the world and is going to Europe on this specific book, gets to see these amazing places, gets to experience culture, you know, the different cultures, learn the languages, etc. So it's a fantastic book. We are taking pre-orders at this moment in time, and you can get your free book on, if you go to our website, which is www.emmasfabulousadventures.com. So it is there. Please feel free to have a look at our website and definitely pre-order your book. It's going to be a fantastic opportunity for children to get engaged in a really interactive book, which allows them to see and feel so much more when it comes to just reading, because you'll be able, they'll be able to get interactively involved. There'll be QR codes where they can actually get more information on the places that Emma's visited. So it is fantastic. So yeah, Emma's Fabulous Adventures, please go in there and have a look at our website and get your book pre-ordered. If you pre-order before the 15th, you'll also get a free t-shirt, Emma t-shirt, which we'll be publishing, and we will sign all the books that are pre-ordered as well. So they're on sale now.
Absolutely. Let me chime in a little bit, guys. Sophia, she's quite humble.
Yes.
I gotta say, when we did talk about putting this book together, I didn't realize at the time, I've known Sophia for some years, I didn't realize how efficient she was. And she's, when Sophia says she'll get it done, she'll get it done. I think from start to from start to production, what, 2 months, Sophia?
Yes. Yeah. two and a half months, approximately, almost. Yes. So
usually a book, a children's book, takes about 6 months to produce. Sophia and I have put together this book in 2.5 months. And I got to tell you, Sophia is what she says she is. And I'm not saying it because you're a business partner. I'm saying it because action. You know, you go back and you talk about work ethic, and your work ethic is incredible. Talk about I never sleep. Sophia never sleeps. So the book, the book is amazing.
It is amazing. And it's been a pleasure to work with such amazing people. You know, from my perspective, it's just been such an amazing, you know, opportunity to work with one of the most amazing illustrators, seriously. And working with my business partner, and I've got to say, he's phenomenal. I have a business partner here in the UK who is also a fellow director of the TNOCI, which is obviously my private members club, but he's phenomenal. Can I say his name? Should I say his name? Does he want
absolutely.
To be mentioned?
Absolutely. He gets to know. Absolutely.
Mr. Grant Stain, and he has been a rock, as well as Greg, on this project. You know, it's been phenomenal. We work as an amazing team, and this is where I talk about building relationships. This fits in perfectly because we have built such an amazing relationship over a short period of time when it comes to this project in particular. And I think each project that you work on, when you're working, you're building different relationships with different people, but everybody knows what they're doing and everybody brings something to the table. And that's what it's about. You know, you can't expect somebody, you know, when we were talking about expectations before, you can't expect somebody to take it all on board. Listen, if you're a control freak, which I am,
me too.
And I put it
we
out
both
there,
are.
I have to say, I am a bit of a control freak.
No, Sophia, however, no. No, really? Sophia, you're a control freak?
Well, listen, it is, but the thing is, I think sometimes in those type of, when we're talking about the relationship when it comes to business, I think sometimes you do have to have somebody that leads. You have, well, you have to have somebody that leads.
Right,
you know,
take charge.
Because
take
that's how things get done. Yeah, of course. So, you know, it's an equal workload. However, you've got somebody that takes charge to get those things done. So, you know, putting things in place. And I think that applies to every
Wait,
business
Sophia,
that we're
are
in.
You a
big
person? I'm just curious. I don't remember.
Say that again. What was that?
Are you a take charge person? I don't. Are you? Are you take charge? I'm not sure, Sophia. Are you take charge?
Partner, I don't. Listen, partner, you know me well, you know, and I think you've got to know me a lot better, obviously.
Yeah.
I think I have to say, I've been told on many occasions that sometimes I need to sort of like stand back a little bit. But and I take on board. I do take that
no,
on board.
You're great.
Yeah. I just think when you're an entrepreneur. And you don't depend on anybody. Truth, we don't depend on anybody.
We get the
job done.
Get it done.
So,
and the thing of it is, not to cut you off, Sophia, the thing of it is, guys, we have a couple minutes delay. That's why we cross over each other sometimes. But, Sophia, our team, we literally work 24 hours a day. Why? Because I'm in New York, and Sophia and Grant are in the UK. So when I'm asleep, they're working, and when they're asleep, I'm working. So we literally pretty much work, you know, 24 hours a day, with the exception of, okay, 20 hours a day. How about that? 7 days a week.
Yeah. We have probably 2 or 3 hours sleep half the time. That's the other thing. When people say to me, how do you function? You know, and that's, you know, and I think one of the things I've said many, many times, and we have a laugh about this sometimes, and me and Grant always talk about it, and with you, Greg, but we always say, you know, it's, listen, we have one lifetime, and we're only on this earth for a speck of time. When you look at the time that we're on this earth, it's a speck of time. So one of my quotes, everybody, is, listen, I'll sleep when I'm dead.
Yep.
We laugh about that all the time.
I say that all the time as well. We sleep when we're dead, you know? And people are like, what? I'm like, yeah, we sleep when we're dead. Because you're right, Sophia, we're only here for a blip. So I say we make every – I tell everybody, make every day count. Make every second count. I know we do. We get the most out of every day. I could say that. Or Sophia, I'll put it like this. Sophia gets the most out of us every day, for sure.
Yeah. But listen, at the end of the day, I think we all complement each other. I think that's
right.
One of
Absolutely.
The things where we talk about relationships. You know,
Absolutely.
I couldn't work with somebody that I disliked.
Right. Right.
And I know some people will turn around and say to me, well, you don't need to like somebody to do business. In my world,
I have to like somebody
to be able to do business, because if I don't like you, I don't trust you. And if I don't trust
right.
you, I can't do
then
business
can do
with
business.
You. It's very,
I agree.
Very simple.
I agree with you.
I mean, you know, at the end of the day, there is no grey areas, I think, when it comes to things like that. And I think,
right.
don't get me wrong, and ladies and gentlemen, you could probably sort of come back to me on this, but, you know, successful, you know, being a woman and being successful in
right.
business can be
right.
quite daunting anyway. And I don't mean that in any disrespectful way, because women, you know, we are extremely, you know, focused on, well, I certainly am, and again, I'm using me as an opinion. I'm not going to talk for everybody else. However,
right.
you know, focus is a major thing when it comes to business. And I think, you know, we have to do that. And again, if you want it done, get it done. And that's
right.
that's my personal opinion on it. But do it with respect, you know, in a respectful way, and always have integrity. You know, in everything that you do in business.
I just got a question, Sophia, from, I don't know
yeah.
who this person is. They didn't say, Sophia, how hard is it for you as a woman in the UK, being a woman and a minority woman in business?
Well, it's always been, quite, let's put it this way. Let's start from the beginning, okay? So if we talk about, you know, how we were brought up, and we were brought up in a location in the UK here, where predominantly the people that we lived with were obviously white. Now, I come from a Greek background. So my parents are Greek Cypriot. I was born and bred in England. However, you know, I'm very olive-skinned. We came to live in an area that was very predominantly white. However, we always seem to have to, not say fight. I haven't had any sort of major issues, but I've always had to prove myself. Does that make sense? So it's always been a situation you know, it's not been probably as easy as it could have been. And, but I don't complain. You know, I get on with what needs to be done, and I'm sure there's not just women, but, you know, men and women out there from the minorities that will always, because we're always going to have, and however much I sort of hate talking about, you know, certain things when it comes to minorities, races, creeds, etc., that I struggle with it, because at the end of the day, we should all respect one another, you know, for whatever we do. It doesn't matter, you know, from what background you come from. We should all be respectful of each other and do what's right in everything that we do when it comes to business. But it has been difficult. It has been difficult. It's not been as easy as I would have liked it to be, but that doesn't stop me. And you know what? It gives me that extra... what's the word I'm looking for? That extra,
drive.
Yeah, to actually want to succeed, you know. And I think that's one of the, you know, that's one of the things that has always been instilled in me by my parents, is that, you know, you can do whatever you choose to do. Don't let anybody ever tell you that you're not able to do that, because you can achieve whatever you can achieve. The only limitations that the only limitations that you put on your life are the limitations that you put on yourself. So, you know, if you want to become successful, you will become successful because you want to become successful. So you will do whatever's in your power to get you to that point.
Right.
So, yeah, for me, nothing will stop me. And I think I put a post on social media. If anybody doesn't, you know, if you want to follow me, please feel free to check me out on Facebook or Instagram. It's Sophia Giorgio, and also obviously on the Ask Sophia show page. Feel free to check there. But you know, I put a post, and it was a freight train. Nothing will stop me. I don't care who you are, what you are, stop me from getting to the destination that I need to get to. And that's my mindset, and that's where it all comes in. Again, this all comes and filters through with how, you know, relationships are built as well. Because if you've got somebody who is so focused, I think you can help others that you're working with to realize that, you know, you're going to get the job done no matter what. So from a business perspective, I think that is a positive more so than a negative, if that makes sense.
It does. Now, I had a part two question, and this is, I'll just ask it. I don't know. I mean, is it harder for you being a woman in business, or is it harder for you being a minority in business, or is there a difference?
I think from my business, Greg, because I'm dealing with so many different cultures and so many different people from all around the world, it's not been as difficult, you know, as some people would find it, you know, being in the minority. Like I said at the beginning, growing up and going through to get to the stage that I am now, yes, it was more difficult. I'm not going to lie. I think it, you know, it was. And I think I was the youngest of five children, so my sister, for example, who is the oldest, probably would have felt it more than me. Does that make sense? But however, my business here in the UK, with what I do, and because I work internationally with, you know, people all over the world, it's not a major issue at this moment. I've got to say, you know, I've not found it to be a minority in the UK, because I've not let it cause an issue, Greg. I think if I'd have left it, then I could possibly have more, you know, it could have been more of an issue to do, but no, I'm not going to lie. It is very, you know, very, you know, it's been okay because I've been able to deal with, you know, people all over the world. So, and I must state this, we have members of the club that are from every continent of the world. So very fortunate to be working with some of the most, you know, influential and, you know, dynamic, you know, individuals on the planet, really. So I feel very blessed to be in the position that I'm in.
Okay. I got one more question. Mm-hmm. Somebody wants to ask, you don't have to say this person's name, but who's the most fascinating person you've ever met? Or what did they do? The most fascinating person you've ever met. And what did they do to make them fascinating to you? Actually, good question.
Oh my God. Now that's
a good question.
Oh my God. That is an amazing question. The most fascinating person that I've actually ever met. He was the individual that I actually met. I really can't say names, and I can't drop
names. Don't say names. Yeah,
however,
no,
yeah. However, they were, let's put it, politically heavily involved in a particular government. let's put it this way, it's interesting, very interesting. Like I said, I I've spoken to many, many people, but yeah, most fascinating person. The reason they were fascinating is that they had so many different stories and things that you just would not believe, to be honest with you. I mean, you wouldn't be able to make some of the stuff that we talked about make it up. But yeah, I mean, there's so many things out there, genuinely, and this can be quite controversial for people to think about, but there's so many things on this planet. I think, you know, this is another show in itself, and I think that's
right.
another thing that we could probably sort of look at putting forward. But I think, you know, we live in a society where, you know, we're fed what we need to know, or they want us to know, let's put it that
right.
way. So,
and not what reality is.
So yeah. yeah, and it's not what reality is. And I think people, it's a very controversial subject. But listen, I'm a very controversial person, so I'm happy to answer very openly and clearly. But, you know, it's a situation where, but he's fabulous. That's all I can say. Absolutely fabulous and very intriguing.
That was actually a great
very
question.
Very intriguing.
Though. That was a great question.
It was a great question. Hard one to answer, actually, because I've spoken to so many, or because I know so many individuals. I think it's hard to pick just one in particular.
Right.
But yeah, it's very interesting. But yeah,
you're the most fascinating person I've ever met. You're the most fascinating person I've ever met. I have to say that. And I met a lot of people. And that's true. Not saying it because she's my business partner. I'm not saying it because she's my business partner. To meet this woman, she is me on steroids. Everybody thinks I go. No. Like, okay, this is
it. Do you know what the funny thing is? And can I hope you don't mind me saying this, but I'm gonna repeat one of your messages that came through to me, and it really sort of struck home, because guys, I'm one of these people. If somebody tells me to, if somebody says I've got to get something done, I do it immediately. As in, like, it's done straight away.
Right.
And I had this message come through, because I am like a bulldog. When I get hold of something, I don't let go.
That's true.
And Greg messaged me, because I'd sent Greg a couple of messages and said, Greg, blah, 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 blah. And then he turned around, and I remember on this message, he said, Sophia, you've got to realize that this is not done. Some things are not done in Sophia's time.
I remember that message. Sorry.
Yeah. And I thought, oh my God, here we go. See, managing expectations, people, relationships.
Oh no, but you know what? But you know what? I get it though. I understand, like, because you know, I do so many things in a 24-hour period, like you know, like I was talking to you yesterday, and like, Sophia, I got to do this, and you know, 3 hours later, I was on another continent. You know?
Yeah, exactly. And this is the thing, you see. And sometimes I just find it really amusing, because we are so busy, Greg. I mean, we are ridiculously busy, constantly.
Right.
I understand.
Right.
And one of the things that I pride myself in, I don't like being a pain to anybody. I just like and I think from a business perspective, you know, and Grant, bless his heart, my other business partner, our business partner, is so patient. You know, I am a bit of a Greek whirlwind, and I will always go out there and just sort of like blow everything up. And then Jack always tries and puts
the
things
Greek
back
warrior.
Together again.
It's the Greek warrior you are.
Warrior princess dear. But,
queen.
But yeah, I think if I had to have, do you know what I'd find really intriguing? It would be really amazing to have. If somebody could describe me in you know, business partners that I've worked with all over the world, it'd be intriguing to find out if they had to describe me in two or three words, what that would be. But 99.9% would say, I think, personally, tenacious. That probably would be one of the words that people
dynamic
would
be
because
one.
I don't stop.
dynamic.
Okay.
I would say outstanding. Perfectionist.
Yeah, I am. Is that a good thing or is that a bad thing?
That's a great thing. I think it's a great thing. I don't think anyone, and I'm not saying this from a business partner standpoint, I'm saying this as a person, I don't think there's anything anybody could say anything bad about you. Honestly, I don't think so.
Oh, listen, if you don't have any haters, Greg, I haven't made it. Let's be
No, you, but I'm saying people hate you. People would hate you because they're not you, but to know you genuinely, I don't think anybody could say you're a mean person, you know what I mean? Or you're this. No one can attack your character. Now, people will hate you because they're not you. And I get that. That's where the haters come from. But to sit there and go, oh, no, I don't like Sophia because she has a character flaw, or I don't like this, I don't think that's possible. And I'm not saying that as a business partner. I'm saying that as a person. And I met you and I've known you for years. I'm saying that, we're all going to have haters. Haters hate because they're not us. They're not you. But to say, oh, I don't like Sophia, no, nobody can say that. They may not like the way you do things, but to say, oh, Sophia is not a good person. No one in this world could say that. No one. And if anyone does, you need to call me. Let me handle that. All right. I told you, let me handle that.
this is, by the way, listeners, this is not about the Sophia thing. Please. Sometimes I find it really, not uncomfortable, but I just, I sweep everything. I don't like being the center of attention half the time. But at the end of the day, it's so kind of you to say, but it is, it's lovely to know that, I think what you put out in this world, and I keep on saying this, and the impact that you have on people is really important. And it goes back, I mean, we've veered off a little bit, but going back to talking about relationships, I think what your energy is and what you put into that is how people will treat you, going forward as well, Greg. And I think, I've always been a good person. I've always been honest. I've been transparent. I'm trustworthy. I do everything. I'm empathetic. I'm very, I will listen. I will do whatever needs to be done. And, I hate confrontation. I hate it at the best of times. But don't get me wrong. If I have to be confrontational, I will be. It's very, I'll say what I need to say. I think, ladies and gentlemen, I think, and listeners, you probably get to realize that, I've got a lot to say, let's put it that way. So, and I'll say it if I need to. However, it all stems back to the subject that we were talking about. I think what you put out, though, is what you get back, very much so.
Right. Right. That's correct. That is correct. That is correct.
It's been quite vast and varied, actually. It's been an amazing, opportunity again to just have this, time to open up and speak to everybody out there listening. And I know we've had a good following again tonight, and I'm delighted to be here. But I just want to thank, again, if I can take just a couple of minutes to thank my business partner and obviously my producer, Greg Lassiter. You have been phenomenal in every step of the way, and we've got some amazing projects that we're working on. Specifically, again, I'm going to mention it again, Emma's European European Adventure, the book that is coming out in July. Don't miss it, guys. Please support us, because we're also, what we haven't told you again is that we are also going to be supporting some charity from the actual proceeds of the book as well. So we're going to be supporting the Kaleidoscope charity, and we're going to be supporting a charity in the US that deals with literacy, which Greg is organising at this moment in time. So, I'm really excited to say that is happening. The Ask Sophia show will be here again next Saturday. So 6:30 Eastern Standard Time, 11:38 PM here in the UK, or obviously wherever you are listening in the world. Work on 6:30 PM Eastern Standard Time. Looking forward to being back on air next week and working with a potential guest. So thank you. It's been great having you listen to my show again, Asafir, here on G Radio. Thank you so much for everything, and we look forward to having you listen to our show next week. So thank you. Take care, and see you next week.
If you believe you can move the highest mountains, cross the greatest oceans, walk across the water,
you feel defeated, falling on your knees and looking up for some hope tonight. You try to stand up, but you throw your hands up, like you no longer have the strength to fight. Cause you've seen too many sunsets, too many days ending in the darkest night. But on your own, you'll never know, you'll never know.
If you believe you can move the highest mountain, cross the greatest ocean, walk across the water, the water.
All you need is faith, but it's almost like you lost your way. Took a few wrong turns, took a few breaks, falling behind now looking for grace. Cause you need someone to lift you up, yeah, make right of the things you've done. Cause on your own you'll never know, you'll never know.
If you believe you can move the highest mountain, cross the greatest ocean, walk across the water, the water.
High flyers, are you tired of settling for ordinary flights? It's time to elevate your travel experience with GrexJet, the ultimate luxury jet service. Our cutting-edge fleet features the finest aircraft. With GrexJet, you'll soar through the skies in the epitome of luxury and sophistication. Wherever you want to go, GrexJet will take you there, from bustling cities of the United States to the exotic destinations worldwide. Our flights will transport you seamlessly to your desired location. So why settle for ordinary when you can experience extraordinary? Step into a world of luxury and book your next journey with GrexJet today. Call us now on 212-951-1324 or visit our website at www.grexjet.net. GrexJet. Redefining luxury air travel, one flight at a time.